Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And what an exciting Wildcards it is, because the Reds are back in action this weekend. And I don't know about all of you, but my God, have I missed them. Watching Wales, it doesn't compare, does it? As much as I love watching Wales, it really doesn't compare. But I'm excited to watch Liverpool this weekend against Watford. We've got a lot to talk about on this Wildcards. It feels like a lot has happened in terms of injuries, in terms of potential subs, rules, changes, in terms of where Liverpool are. I mean, that hasn't changed much, but you know, we've all been thinking about it nonstop. So we'll talk about that. And with me to talk about that are Harriet Pryor, Mike Kearney, Joel Sampson-Murray and Grace Maley. And I'm Amelia Bonner, as ever. And as ever, the concept of Wildcards revolves around everyone that's on the panel today having the chance to bin off one of the topics if they don't want to talk about it. So you've been voting for it on Twitter. Democracy does rule in this show, apart from when it doesn't, when people don't want to talk about the topics that you've been voting for. So everyone's got one wildcard to play. They can use it at any point to talk about something else in those categories. And we'll start with LFC present, where your options were Origi, Trent injury, or Mane versus Salah. And it was quite a tight one today. The Trent injury and Mane versus Salah options were kind of neck and neck all the way through the day. But I believe it's Trent's injury that won. I mean, I hope it is, because that's what I've prepped the notes for. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But yeah, it was a close one, this, because I guess we're all excited to see Liverpool play again. There's a lot of LFC present that we want to be talking about. But Joel, it looks like we're not going to have Trent for Watford on Saturday. I mean, almost certainly we're not going to have Trent for Watford on Saturday, unless there's some sort of divine intervention or miracle. But he's had a hamstring injury since the 2-0 win at Arsenal. He didn't play in the England friendlies, which, to be honest, I'm absolutely fine with, were it not for the fact that he's injured and he's been having, if not a lovely time, at least a sunny time in Dubai. But he was back in full training today, and that's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, when I first heard about the injury, I and probably a few of us thought it might be a bit of a Alex Ferguson diddle played by Klopp a bit, like, to get him out of the international friendlies, and it turned out that probably wasn't the case. He was actually a bit injured, and it might have been a bit of a problem. And to be honest with you, that was the one area of the pitch, one area of the squad that Liverpool maybe don't have the proper cover for is at right back with Trent. I mean, you could make a case for Tsimikas at left back, and the centre halves and midfield are all right, and now we've got the forward line sorted. But after that, with Trent, it's probably looking at Joe Gomez, isn't it, being the one that comes in. And that was going to be a bit concerning, but I think, to be honest with you, those concerns are maybe being a bit soothed now.